All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, so I'm sliding in solo to give you a little snippet of our mid-month check-in. So month after month on Patreon, Germany and I sit down and we dish a little bit of tea more intimately than we usually do over on this here platform. And this month we just chatted about a scarcity mindset versus an abundant mindset. So if you're interested in listening to more intimate conversations with Germany and I, Patreon is the platform where we share that information, so feel free to join us. The information is down in our bios. Click the link. We would love to have you. This full episode will be available at the Soul Sister level. So if you're feeling it, slide over and you can listen to the full thing, okay? We love y'all and we'll chat with you soon. I've been doing this 21-day abundance meditation challenge and I'm on day 17.
Oh, good.
And so as I've been going through the the meditations, it's like about a 2 to 3 minute like teaching or brief, and then it goes into like an 8 to 10 minute meditation. So anyways, while I was going through the meditation, the different meditations, I was like, you know what, bitch? You have a scarcity mindset. I can identify that I've had a scarcity mindset in certain areas. And they were like, one way that you can identify if you have a scarcity mindset is if you feel like, oh, that's not fair. Like, that's not fair that they got that opportunity and I didn't. Mm-hmm. Or that's not fair that they're more advanced than me and we've been doing this the same amount of time. And what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, that's scarcity. And the reason why that's a scarcity mindset is because you feel like, now it's not possible for you because somebody else is doing it. It's like a lack, a sense of lack. And I'm like, that's not cool. That's not cool to have. And it's not like I have it all the time. But for sure, I have moments of it. Moments of it. Like if you feel like envious or jealous or anything, then that's an indicator of a scarcity mindset. And so the different meditations and teachings that we've been being offered during this 21-day challenge have been really beneficial for me because basically it's led by Deepak Chopra too. The meditations are from Deepak Chopra. Basically what he has been saying is that, first of all, there's nothing that we need to do to receive abundance, right? Abundance already exists and we just have to tap into it. The universe already has a infinite amount of abundance, and all you have to do to be able to tap into the abundance and receive the abundance is to change your thoughts. Like, don't feel like you have to work super hard or compete against people, or because somebody has something that you desire that is impossible for you to have it, because that's when you'll be operating in a space in a mental space of lack and kind of going against what you actually want. So I've been really thinking about that and processing that and enjoying the meditations for sure.
Kind of reminds me of the meditation of Michael Beckwith communion website about abundance.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good one too.
Oh, just what was that? What?
Realizing that.
That was one of the days, huh?
Yeah, I think it was like day 3, day 4. Something like that. Like realizing that we're always in a state of abundance, like, you know, that it's all here. There's enough for us. We're in this sea of abundant ability and possibility and love. And once you realize that, like, you are abundance, then you can relax and be in the flow of it, like receiving.
And realizing that.
I wish I had my notes on that. I wish I brought my notes on that.
I think I have mine here too. Realizing that all things come from the source, right?
Yes.
Because often we think that abundance comes from something else, something external.
Yeah, but really we are connected to the source, who is the abundance, creator of all things. And we have a limitless connection and supply with the creator. Therefore, all of the things are ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, you're connected to source energy, who is the creator of all of the things.
Yeah, so some of the things that I've written down during this challenge is, let's see, we have like an affirmation every day. So.